John, one of the things that that's been written about you on the internet, and including the fact that you're Dr. Death and you're this spooky guy and dangerous, is that you are the real-life Colonel Phillips, who was a central figure in a book that came out a couple of years ago called Out There by Howard Blum.
Right.
Deep Throat, the Deep Throat sort of a guy who was really pulling the lid off the UFO cover-up. Are you? Are you that guy?
Well, no, there was some speculation that Phillips was a composite of several of us. Frankly, he got the story all wrong. In fact, he got the wrong story. He was put on a story by Cy Hirsch, who said, hey, they're doing some really strange stuff over there in the Pentagon. And the story he was supposed to go after was on remote viewing. Instead, he took off on this one. I read the book, and it just preposterous in general.
One of the main things that we wanted to talk about tonight was the rumor about the aviary. And, this has been floating around in UFO circles for a long time. And this aviary, and you can help explain it, but it's supposed to be a group of high-ranking current and former military and intelligence officials with all kinds of contacts. On one version, it's a benevolent group that's sharing information and hope to get the truth out about UFOs. In another version, I think the one Dr. Richard Boylan is a proponent of this one. You're all bad. You're all evil. You guys, and you all have these bird names. And some people say that you're the penguin, and some people said you started out as chickadee. And you're kind of a tough guy to be called chickadee, aren't you?
Well, the reality is, A, I did have a name, and B, I forgot what it was.
Oh, come on.
But I have read those things. The aviary, in my experience, was when Bill Moore and Jamie Shandera were looking into the field, and they wanted a way to talk about people without using the names on the telephone. You know, everybody's paranoid about using a telephone. So as people would come up or get introduced to them, they would give them a name that they could use for telephone purposes. As far as I know, that's about the only place of reality that it is. But I have seen the lists, and it's certainly interesting. But as I said, I can't even remember which one they gave me.
Well, the thing is, the people on that list, you do travel in those circles. The other people are on that list. You talk to those guys all the time.
Most of us know each other, and we've asked about this, and many of them actually have interest in the area. But I've not found any indication that any of them are part of a nefarious plot.
There's two guys who are supposedly members of this who say that it's true. The Falcon and Condor, the first members of the aviary to be publicized by Bill Moore and others. I think their real names are Robert Collins and Rick Doty. They're interesting guys. Yeah. They definitely have military backgrounds, and they both have an ongoing interest in UFOs. What do you think?
I say they're wrong. But again, remember, this was just a way for people to talk about or be talked about by Moore and Shandera. And so you'd expect to find a wide variety of levels of understanding and beliefs. But I think that definitely points away from, hey, this is a central cabal that's running things.
Robert Collins and Rick Doty have combined and collaborated on a book called Exempt from Disclosure. It's getting a lot of attention in the UFO world. They say that there is an ongoing cover-up, that there have been contacts, that there are crashed disks and aliens recovered and things of that sort. Your reaction?
No, I read the book. Collins got quite upset. I thought grammatically it was really awful, let alone factually.
I think he did that without an editor. There's a second version of it that's out that's included that stuff, that's fixed.
Well, I saw the first one, I guess. They've approached me on certain things I know factually are just totally incorrect. And, this is an ongoing debate. If you're on the Internet and you get out of these circles, it can be quite time-consuming. Frankly, I click off about 99% of it because I'm much more interested in the real world as it is.
You and I have talked about UFOs and the UFO cover-up, if there is one, before, both personally and on television.
Right.
Tell me what you think about whether or not there is such a thing. And back to the aviary. And include that in the context of your answer, because even if there is not something called aviary, you've told me before that there is an exchange of information at some level.
Well, I'll tell you what I found. And again, almost everybody disagrees with me, but I did get in. As I had the clearances, was in the right place, could talk to the right people, talk to a lot of high-level people. And what I found was pretty much what you'd expect. A lot of individuals, even some of them very, very senior, who had personal interest. I'll give an example. I had an ex-commander of one of the little three-letter agencies that are out there who said, A, we don't do that. B, let me tell you about the ones I saw. So his personal belief system totally accommodated UFOs because he had personally seen them. But he said there are no requirements. I think the biggest shortfall in the people who look at from the outside at these systems, they just do not understand the systems and how they work and how they're driven. A lot of it is a zero-sum game, and as we said before, it's the golden rule. And, you know, this is, I think, again, one of the big shortfalls. Military has a budget. They have one-to-end priorities. They run out of money long before they get to end. And so, you know, this is not something that falls up in the, hey, we got to solve this problem. You know, in a strange way, Condon was right. You know, Condon did not say UFOs don't exist. He said, this is not a problem. You know, this, and the military was very glad. Air Force was glad. We passed it off. Hey, this is, we're not about to be invaded. Our job is defending the nation. There's nothing to defend against. End of transmission.